leading the news this morning, opposition leader Tony Abbott will respond to Labor's decision to axe the baby bonus in his budget reply speech tonight. Scrapping the $5,000 payment is all part of a raft of savings which the coalition is unlikely to oppose. Mr. Abbott is also expected to give some detail about how a coalition government would pay for promised tax cuts. Federal MP Craig Thompson has decided to recontest the next election as an independent candidate. Mr. Thompson says he'll resign from the Labor Party today. He's currently facing criminal fraud charges, but says he is confident he will be cleared. American scientists are hailing a breakthrough in human cloning. They've used cloned embryos as a source of stem cells, which can be used to grow new human tissue. Trials are already taking place using stem cells from donated embryos to restore people's sight. The United Nations General Assembly has passed a resolution condemning Syria for human rights violations and calling for a transitional government. It's also called for unrestricted access to investigate concerns about chemical weapons. Syria's death toll has now risen to 80,000. In the US, lawyers for the man accused of holding three women captive for a decade say he'll plead not guilty to all charges. Ariel Castro was accused of kidnapping and raping the women, one of whom bore his child in captivity. His lawyers say he's not a monster and have urged the public not to judge him.